Sometimes I wonder if any of y'all would tell me if I had something on my nose. Because I feel like I got something on my nose. All right, cool.
Y'all are basically
hairs.
Shooting up your nose.
Tyler, 18 rebounds. How'd that feel? Why 18 all of a sudden when, like, 10 was your previous high?
There's something about DJ not being there. It just made me feel like I had to, you know, do more. And also, I wanted to win that game. I knew it was, like, a must-win for us, so I really wanted that. But, you know, after that game, I just know I have it in me to go do it. So I'm going to, you know, keep my mindset on doing that every night.
Was 36 minutes part of it, too, that you got to stay out there?
I mean, it could have been, but, you know, I just play every night. I do what Coach says, and however many minutes I play, you know, that's why I play.
Can you expect to have a big rebound total when you play a team that relies so heavily on a three-point shot?
It's going to be tougher. It's going to be a lot of long rebounds. So I think it's going to be, on our guards to snag a few of those. But, you know.
Coach says that you're probably going to have to, or the Pulse are going to have to come out and play a little defense, maybe close to the perimeter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely up for that. I've been waiting to play Luke Kornet all year. Since the summer, every time I worked out, I thought about him and Kingsley all summer. So I'm waiting on this one.
Why them specifically?
Those are two of the better bigs in our league. So, you know, I've looked forward to it for a long time.
But they're two different type of players.
They are. That's the challenge. I like the challenge of guarding Kornet because he can step out. You know, he might try to put on the floor, you know, come at me, try to get me in foul trouble. That's the fun of the game. So, I like to go at him a little bit too.
Do you remember games against him last year?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't feel like you played well? Or?
The first game I didn't. When they blew us out of their house, no, I didn't play well that game. The second game, I had a much better game at home. It was fun playing against him and Jamie.
Mentioned playing without DJ and kind of having to pick up the slack. How nice would it have him back tomorrow night? And you haven't done that a whole lot throughout your high school and college career playing without DJ.
Yeah, it was different. But like I said, it just made me want to go out there and do more. And I need DJ out there on the court because he does so much for our offense. And we just got to keep the ball moving when he's in the game. You know, we're not gonna slow down. We've been moving the ball well the last two games. So when he comes back, we're gonna make sure we emphasize just keep moving the ball like we have been.
Talk about defending Kornet, but what about making him defend you?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I got to guard him, but he's got to guard me as well. So it's going to be a battle.
You and the other bigs may be lamenting the fact that you missed some easy ones versus West Virginia.
Yeah.
Is it just a matter of making easy layups when you get a chance?
I remember at halftime, Coach came in and said we were 6-for-14 in the paint, the big specifically. So that was kind of a disappointing, you know, stat to hear, especially when that's all we work on is finishing the paint, finishing through contact. So, you know, it's our job. When we get layups, we got to finish them.
Part of that, you just kind of they're a kind of team that makes you feel hurried, or was it just not one of your just wasn't your night?
I mean, a little bit of it. You know, they speed you up. They do a really good job of, you know, pressuring you, and then once you get the ball, you know, the shot clock is, you know, dang near 10 almost once you get the ball down court. So they do a really good job of it. Some of it was being sped up. Some of it was just, you know, missing, not finishing plays you're supposed to finish.
You guys getting into a stretch of SEC play right now where you feel like you can win some games and get a lot of confidence?
Yeah, I mean, we could win every game on our schedule. We're talented enough. We just got to go do it. You know, it's the little things still that are, you know, causing us problems. But we're getting better. That's one thing I will say. Our guys are trying really hard, so.
And being the elder statesman, I guess, talking to Rob, maybe you have a game like he had against West Virginia. How do you talk him through that? How do you help him get bounced back?
I mean, I just tell him, you know, it happens. You know, not every game is going to be a great game. You know, not every good shot is going to fall. And he understands that. He's a quick learner, and he's really good at staying poised and calm. He still did his job on the glass. Still had 10 rebounds. So those are the little things I look for. He doesn't have to score a ton of points for us to be really good, you know, and neither do I. But, you know, it's different nights. We have leading scorers. So.
And, of course, for tomorrow night, you guys are going to be back home. You got to be excited about that, right?
Oh, yeah. It's always good to come back home after a little road stretch. So be fun tomorrow.
Is that one reason you didn't get the 20 because Robert steals some from you?
Oh, yeah. I mean – you know, I'm a guy, I'm a below-the-rim rebounder, so I got to make sure I clear space to go get mine. And sometimes Rob comes out, his butt is, like, near my face in the air. I'm like, golly. So I just start running back on defense or offense. But he's crazy. He helps me out. He creates a lot of open space for me just as I do for him.